Welcome back. I'm visiting with Lisa Pugh, Executive Director of the Tom Lee Institute, Kevin Burns, the Education and Curatorial Associate with the El Paso Museum of Art, and Director of the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, Jeff Romney. We are discussing Tom Lee Month, the 11th annual celebration. I looked at your beautifully printed program, and there's a prominent map featured, and over that map it says, Discover the Tom Lee Trail. So I did a little more reading, and apparently, during the 2017 legislative session, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed Senate Bill 928, designating the Tom Lee Trail. Overwhelmingly bipartisan, the bill was co-authored by Senators Jose Rodriguez and Craig Estes and co-signed by 23 Democrats and 32 Republicans. Wow, that's rather unusual these days. So when it comes to sharing the artistic heritage of the state of Texas, there's no partisan divide when it comes to Tom Lee Month. Now tell me about this focus on Tom Lee Trail, Lisa.
The Tom Lee Trail is the first artist-named heritage trail in Texas. And we are working with the Texas Historical Commission to somehow incorporate that into their Texas Trail system. This is a way for visitors to explore Texas and to see what Tom Lee saw, to see the places that he wrote about, and to see the places that he used as reference material for his artwork.
Now, for people who might not be able to visualize what you just said was the first artist-named trail in Texas, is there an example, any of you can think of trails that are named for other individuals that provide a special experience in other geographic areas?
It's based on a European trail, the Piero della Francesca Trail in Italy, where you would tour a region looking at the works of a single artist. And Adair Margot followed this trail while she was in Italy, and it inspired her to create a Tom Lee Trail here in Texas.
What a fantastic idea. And so this is not something typical of other communities in Texas that we just kind of borrowed. It is a European trend.
Mm-hmm. The Texas trails that do exist tend to be geographic in nature.
Okay.
So you have the Texas Mountain Trail.
Oh, but how wonderfully visionary and creative with this artist-based. Yeah.
The first step, of course, was getting the official designation mm-hmm. that Governor Abbott signed off on in June. And now we are meeting with potential partners across the state of Texas and especially here in El Paso mm-hmm. to talk about how we can promote this trail and promote it to tourists from outside of Texas and inside of Texas.
What are some of the criteria that these designated spots along the trail need to fulfill?
The spots all have artwork in place, or they may have provided a setting for one of his novels. There is a small town in South Texas called Hebronville, mm-hmm. and that was where he was inspired to write Rondado, which is a short story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking through his eyes and seeing what he saw. The post office murals are particularly spectacular. There's one in Seymour. And he looked at the history of Seymour and decided what he wanted to put in that mural. In this case, he wanted to focus on the horsemanship skills of the Comanche.
Okay.
The post office mural in Odessa, Texas, is actually a depiction of a stampeding herd of longhorns. So he was always looking at the mm-hmm. area where he was working and deciding what would best tell the story of that community. So by exploring the trail, you can look at each one of these communities and see what unique things it has to offer.
Well, we have actually quite a few more events that people might want to be sure to get in on. Tell me, Lisa, what is happening on, I believe it's Wednesday, October the 18th, 1:15 p.m.?
There will be a presentation at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center by Dr. Island Tyrock. And Dr. Tyrock is going to talk about one of Tom Lee's works, the first recorded surgical operation as performed by Cabeza de Vaca.
Oh, my.
And in this giant ink wash, you see Cabeza de Vaca performing surgery on a native person, removing a projectile point from his chest.
Okay.
And so Dr. Tyrock will be talking about the history of surgery in Texas based on this artwork that was done by Tom Lee. And Tom Lee was actually commissioned to do it by the Texas Surgical Society.
The scope, I mean, the breadth of and everything, it just the way it transcends, his work transcends so many planes. Fascinating. So we have the depiction of thoracic surgery just happens to blend in very nicely here.
And we will be bringing in students from the Silva Magnet School.
Oh, that'll be great.
Uh-huh. And this will be a great experience for them.
Yes.
To be exposed to the artwork and the technical details of this surgery at the same time.
And this is open to the public, or are reservations required for that event?
Reservations are required because parking is limited, so we just need to have a good count.
Okay.
If somebody is interested, they can call the Institute or email us.
Yes, and that the email at the Tom Lee Institute is tli@tomlee.net. So, or phone 533-0048 to make your reservations. There's another event on Friday, October the 20th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Made in El Paso.
Yes.
What's that about?
Every year we celebrate things that were made in El Paso, like the artist Tom Lee. He came from El Paso. His soul was deeply invested in El Paso. And every year, we partner with a different institution. This year, we're working with the El Paso Community College culinary students.
Yes.
And they will be preparing a dinner for us on Friday, October 20th. And it will feature ingredients that were made or sourced in El Paso, cooked by the celebrity chefs of the future, the students of El Paso Community College.
And that Culinary Institute facility at Community College is top-notch.
It is top-notch.
Yes.
It is spectacular.
State-of-the-art.
We have the support of Cisco and several other sponsors.
Wonderful.
So we will have three celebrity chefs in attendance. One is Roland Mesnier. He is the former White House pastry chef serving under five administrations.
Okay, I'm on my way.
And then we have Armando Pomales and Sonny Torres, who are both very well-known chefs and graduates of El Paso Community College's culinary program.
And this is a ticketed event with reservations
required.
Yes, this
is a ticketed event. We do still have a few seats left.
Okay.
If anybody is interested, they should call the Institute right away.
All right. Saturday, October the 21st at 10 a.m., Tom Lee's World War II artwork.
We're collaborating with the War Eagles Air Museum in Santa Teresa.
Yes.
War Eagles does have a few pieces by Tom Lee in their collection, and they will be on display there at the museum. Adair Margo will be making the introductory remarks, and she will be available to sign copies of one of our newest publications, Tom Lee Life Magazine in World War II.
Oh, wonderful.
And people can tour the museum, check out the artwork, and talk to some very experienced volunteers about what is depicted in the artwork as far as the aircraft, the instrument panels. We will have very knowledgeable volunteers there who can speak to that.
On Saturday, October 21st at 2:30 p.m., you have Life at the White House.
Yes, it's a presentation and book signing by the same noted pastry chef, Roland Mesnier.
Ah, yes.
And this will be at Whole Foods.
Oh, lovely. And then something I'm particularly excited about is Saturday, October 28th at 2:30 p.m., a book signing by Adair Margo. And I believe she will be reading from The Notebook of Nancy Lee. And this is at one of my favorite new places I've discovered is Literarity Bookshop in Peppertree Square on North Mesa. Just a quick tidbit on The Notebook of Nancy Lee.
The Notebook of Nancy Lee is our other publication this year. And it is actually a reprint of a book that Tom Lee published after the death of his first wife, Nancy, in 1936.
Yes, we know so much about Sarah and mm-hmm. not always as much about Nancy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Nancy died at a tragically young age in 1936, and in her memory, Tom Lee published a very small print of her journal, The Notebook of Nancy Lee.
What a lovely insight to a man mm-hmm. that we will have gotten to know throughout a month. And every month, there's still more to learn. I want to thank my guest today, Executive Director of the Tom Lee Institute, Lisa Pugh. The El Paso Museum of Art, Education, and Curatorial Associate, Kevin Burns. And Jeff Romney, Director of the El Paso Museum of Archaeology, giving us a lot to think about and put into our calendars to celebrate the second half of the 11th annual Tom Lee Month. For information, do visit tomlee.com. You can call them 533-0048 for tickets or reservations, or email tli@tomlee.net. Thank you so very much for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.